Villagers in the south hills of Hebron al-Khalil were attacked by Israeli settlers from a nearby settlement when they poured a toxic substance into their water well. A shepherd in the nearby village of Yatta noted a foul smell coming from the local well and called the police to investigate. The police found a toxic substance and advised the villagers against using it for drinking water or for irrigating the farm because it would likely cause serious illness or death. One farmer explained to Press TV that the local farmers are under constant attack by the settlers.
The settlers attack us on a daily basis. They steal our goods and eat them. They attacked us with stones. Israeli soldiers and the police came here and told us that our land is the settlers. They destroyed the majority of our olive trees. I've been attacked many times. They hit me on the head, but I will remain on my land with my goods. I can only die once.
Fidel further explained that they noticed the poison in the water.
My friend came to the well and smelled disgusting fumes. He investigated as he thought an animal had died in the well. They threw dead animals and garbage, but now poisonous drugs. They came from the settlement constantly to swim.
A local villager explained how they detected and investigated the poisonous substance.
The settlers put drugs in the well. In this well, they have a 30 cubic meters. I found out about the attack by coincidence. I smelled a foul smell and called the police and the health and safety inspectors to investigate. They came to the well and took a sample of water. They told us not to drink the water because a strong poison was detected. They told us not to drink or use it for the farms because it's very dangerous. One man placed his finger in the water and it burned his finger. We asked Press TV to send a message to human rights groups and the world to support these people and to protect them because this is their land.
The villagers stated they are under constant attack by both the Israeli soldiers and settlers from Mayon settlement as they are attempting to ethnically cleanse the region. Settlements remain illegal under international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention, but Israel defies the law on the pretext that Palestine is not a sovereign state. Although authorities have not yet detected the poisonous substance, villagers state that it is unlikely, even if they do, they would be brought to justice, considering that it's Israel's policy to continue to give impunity to the settlers' crimes. Nell Burden, Press TV, occupied Al-Khalil, Hebron.